stick to it. This is the next parameter, the parameter of diligence. Once we have started the practices, started practicing the Dharma, it's best and it's also important that we continue practicing with diligence. Keep up a stable practice and do it with enthusiasm and inspiration and with energy. And irrespective of the hardships we may face, in order to benefit sentient beings as best as we can, and in order to be able to attain liberation. We have this precious human life, and now it's important that we put it into good use. And what is the best way to put this life into good use? It is to benefit sentient beings. How best do we benefit sentient beings? Is to accumulate merit so that we may attain liberation, attain Buddhahood, and with this state of realization, we are best able to benefit sentient beings. Diligence is the ground in which everything grows. Diligence is really important. Just generally in life, what would we be able to achieve if we didn't have diligence? If we didn't apply ourselves and persist in the activities that we were doing? Generally, success comes from or is partly as a result of our diligence, of our persistence. Even when things get difficult or may feel boring at times, we still carry on because we wish to achieve a certain result or to be able to attain or realize a certain objective. Generally, in normal life, what are we working so hard for? Is maybe for our family, for our friends, for ourselves. The main objective of our practice is to attain enlightenment, and this is far more vast. It's to benefit countless suffering sentient beings, not just ourselves. And this in itself would be a reason to generate great diligence. And in the beginning, what may happen is that it feels difficult, it may feel uncomfortable, maybe we're not used to it. However, after time, it becomes easier. So often, is it really so difficult? Or is it that our mindset and the changing of our mindset and be willing to start that is so difficult? Where do all of these obstacles and barriers to beginning really come from? Within all of this, faith is very important. If we believe we can do something and we really want to achieve it, then we really apply ourselves and we go and do it. Without that faith or belief that we can do it, we might give up very quickly. We may not even start in the beginning. Sometimes the biggest problems and obstacles that we may encounter are our laziness and procrastination and being distracted. And this is especially in terms of practice and also in daily life, in our normal life. We start off something and then we become distracted. Or we get bored and we start doing something else. Oh, this sounds more interesting. And so then we don't have this diligence to see it to the end. For instance, we might be practicing, we might be pursuing a goal, and then we get a little bored, and then we think, maybe I will go and have some coffee, or maybe I'll investigate this other opportunity. Or maybe let me go and visit some friends or look at the internet. And when we're doing this, we're no longer practicing or we have forgotten our objective, the activity that we wish to be achieving. And we're no longer pursuing our objective. Sometimes we even forget completely that we even started this project. Or that we even wanted to attain liberation and benefit countless suffering sentient beings. It's even possible that, for instance, we really want to go and help people. And this is our objective. However, the first time we do it, people don't listen to us. They don't pay any attention to us. Something happens and we feel very embarrassed or we feel like that we're an absolute failure and we'll never do this again. This is where the practice of diligence and enthusiasm is important, is that we remember what our objective is. It is to benefit sentient beings, and this is just a small obstacle that has occurred. It's just a little bump in the road. Keep at it. All of those times that things didn't work out, that we experienced embarrassments or failings, these are just times that we learn. Failing is natural. It happens to all of us. Through many failings, we have more possibility of success. And through these failings or difficulties, we can become more and more resolute to carry on. Instead of forgetting completely why we started out in the first place, procrastination is a very big problem, not starting. This happens sometimes with people. They really are fearful of death, of not practicing. They really see and understand the benefit of practice. However, they're just not able to get started. We may think that it's okay not starting, but actually what it does is it causes us unhappiness and anxiety because we're not practicing. We start to worry that we haven't started practicing. And this can also add to our unhappiness. Sometimes it may be that people procrastinate because they think they will practice incorrectly. There are people like this. They really want to start practicing. However, they're scared that they're going to do something wrong in the practice, and then they never start. Which of us is able to do the practice perfectly from the beginning? None of us. If we could do it perfectly from the beginning, then would it be practice? Maybe we start, we get it 20% right, and then 30%, and then 40%, and then we get better and better at it. However, if we never start, how are we going to improve? How are we going to be able to see what we can do and what we can't do? And then all that happens is that this precious human life of ours is expended and we haven't achieved anything in terms of this goal or this objective of practice. 1 week goes by, then a month, and then a year, maybe 10 years go by. And then that time is gone. And once that time is gone, we can't get it back. People get caught up in all of these material concerns. And in reality, these material concerns are unending. There will always be something to do. There will always be a plan to make. And so it will carry on for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, until the end of our life. And when we reach the end of our life, still those material concerns and those plans won't have ended. And likewise, as well, all of these fantasies of within our mind. We have all sorts of different kinds of stories and thoughts and concerns that arise in our mind stream. And these are endless as well. So the distractions are endless. That's why it's so important, again, to practice diligence. Be diligent in letting go of all of these distractions and applying oneself in the practice of the Dharma. There is the story in the time of Milarepa, where there was one monk, and this monk had a cow, and that night he was starting to plan. He was going to sell the cow, and with the money that he got from the cow, he was going to plant some crops, and with those crops, he would sell those crops, and then he would make some more money. And so he went through the whole night planning how he was going to earn all the money and make it grow. And the next morning, when he left, he saw this monk sleeping on the ground during the day, and he said to him, "You, monk, what are you doing sleeping during the day?" And the monk replied, and this monk that was sleeping was actually Milarepa. And Milarepa answered, "Oh, I was just so exhausted. I couldn't sleep all night. I was dreaming about all the money I was going to earn." So Milarepa had clairvoyance, and he knew about what this monk was thinking about all night. Keep life simple. When life is simple, we have very few distractions. And then we can be more dedicated and more focused on our practice, not getting involved in all of these different activities. These activities may keep us very busy, but are they meaningful? Are they beneficial? Another big problem is that we devalue ourselves. We maybe have a lack of self-esteem. Maybe we don't believe that we can do things, achieve things. Often we give up before we've even tried or started. We don't even give ourselves the chance to see if we can realize the incredible capacity that we have to be able to do things. If you just start and try, very often we start finding that certain things start to fall in place. However, if you never try, what possibility is there for those opportunities to fall into place? We may make all sorts of excuses why it's not going to be able to be possible to do it, why it can't be done, instead of at least giving it an attempt. And then really, we don't realize our own true potential. Diligence is the ground in which everything grows. If you want to grow crops, you have to have the ground. If you want to achieve anything, especially in terms of the Dharma, diligence is essential. Accompanying diligence also include enthusiasm and inspiration towards your practice. And practice with great joy. How is your practice going to be successful if you consider it such a chore, such a burden, something that you always want to put off, but you feel, oh, you just have to do it. It's sort of a commitment you've made. Rather, have great inspiration and enthusiasm towards your practice. How fortunate I am. I've got this opportunity. I can grow in kindness and I can grow in joy. I can reduce my negative emotions, my causes of suffering. And through this, I can also benefit countless suffering sentient beings. Isn't this really something meaningful and worthwhile and worth the effort? The reason to be inspired and enthusiastic and diligent. And the greatest practice of diligence is to be abiding in Rigpa, in the true nature of mind.